In a major political story on Midland's Mike Conaway, chairman of the House Ag Committee, it is asserted by ag interests in D.C. that neighboring freshman member of Congress Jody Arrington not only didn't play much of a role in brokering a key deal to make the next farm bill possible, but was accused of not going to bat for farmers he represents. Politico reported, for its part, Plains Cotton Growers, based in Lubbock, was quick to praise Conaway without mentioning Arrington, even though the trade group's headquarters is in his district. Growers in the PCG service area are fortunate to have excellent congressional representation, including and especially Chairman Conaway, Johnny Reed, president of the group, said in a statement the day before Conaway and Budget Chairwoman Black reached a deal, the story read. Asked about Arrington's role, an aide close to him told Politico he'd been talking continuously with both committees about the need to reduce the federal deficit while also mitigating cuts to farm programs. If you don't understand insider D.C. speak, good for you. But understand this. This is very harsh criticism of Lubbock's Jody Arrington. To put out the word that he didn't do much of anything to push the agriculture needs of his district is a loud voice of disapproval from a lobby that backed him in the election. The problem for Jody Arrington has always been that he sees himself as part of the D.C. insider cocktail class and couldn't wait to get back to Washington. If your heart is in Washington, it's loyalty divided from one's district, and history tells us that D.C. seems to always win. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.